This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Houston, this is the SS Salty Rocket. Are we clear for takeoff?
Five, four, three, two, one. We have liftoff.
The following program is a show intended for an adult audience. Our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
You're with
Poor Andrew the Apprentice.
On Hide and Seek.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. This is your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice here.
And James Finlay.
That's right. And it is 97 days until the Gay World Cup of Rugby.
Oh, yes.
Kicks
in
off
Sydney,
in
right?
Sydney.
Yeah.
And
just imagine Sydney full of rugby, man.
I know. There's going to be a lot of them. They're coming from all around the world. Mm-hmm. UK, USA,
how
Europe.
Many teams are there, do you think?
We'll have to find out.
We'll have to find out from the next guests.
They may have. They may not know.
But they might not know. But I'm assuming it's going to be a lot of well built men.
Yes, that's right. The guys in here now are the Melbourne Chargers. They're getting in the flesh this coming Saturday night. But we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Anton and Craig, good evening.
Hello.
Good
evening.
How are you both?
Good. I can't believe you actually counted 97 days. Even we're not that organised. We're like, it's in August.
It's on the Bingham Cut website.
Oh, they've got a countdown there, do they?
There's a countdown there.
Okay, well, that's good.
We should actually pay more attention then, really, shouldn't we?
Our coach keeps telling us, but I still can't remember.
No, he keeps shouting at us.
Oh, that's right. That's why I can't pay attention.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to go on Gay Rugby Club's Facebook now to see if we can actually count how many teams there are.
Okay.
And there's...
Is there like 14 or something? That's right. We'll come to it. We've got a whole hour. We don't need to know now.
No. So Bingham Cup in Sydney, World Cup of Gay Rugby, 24th to the 31st of August. Now, Anton, did you go to Manchester?
I did,
you
yes.
You did in 20...
It was actually almost 2 years ago. It was September. It was June the 2nd to the 9th, I think. Or was it 9th? No, 9th to the 16th, that's it. June the 9th to the 16th. It's almost 2 years since the last Bingham Cup actually happened, so...
So just, and Craig, you didn't go, did you?
No, I didn't.
So let's focus on Anton for a second. So,
all about me.
Where was it?
It was in Manchester. Glorious, Manchester. Sunny, sunny Manchester.
Is it ever sunny there? I don't think so.
What amuses us, that the week before Bingham, it was 30 degrees for the whole week. It was beautiful. It was sunny. And everyone's going, oh, my God, this weather's amazing. My family's putting pictures up of the back garden, them burning, because that's what Brits do. They don't tan, they burn.
Yeah.
And then we turn up, and on the final day, it was 9 degrees, and people had hypothermia. That's how we roll in the UK. You think Melbourne's got it back? Bad, come to the UK, then you'll see what bad weather's like.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Melbourne's, London's just year-round depressing, really.
Yeah.
And as soon as like a little glimmer of sunlight comes out, everyone's like stripping their clothes off, getting sunburned.
They all fight for a tiny little patch as well, especially in London where, you know, there's a lot of buildings, a lot of shadows, and as the sun progresses and as the shade progresses, you can see people just getting their stuff and just picking it up. And by, say, 5 o'clock, there's actually about 400 people in 4 square meters of sunlight.
And of course, everything's stone, so everything's cold anyway.
Everything's just cold because they're all miserable.
Remember when I was there, 1 week they had a drought for a week, for 1 week. And in that week, it rained 3 of the days.
That's a drought.
Now, Anton, so can you describe Manchester during the Bingham Cup?
Yeah, oh, God, what was it like? It was unreal. There was 36 teams at that Bingham tournament. So I think in all, including supporters, friends, family, there was 1,500 people who kind of dawned upon Manchester. And it was such an amazing experience. Now, the teams that hosted the Manchester Village Spartans, I was actually with them. They're my old club. So I was with them when the announcement got broadcast at Manchester Burnett, and everyone's really excited, and I'm going, hey, see you later, guys, bye. I'm off to Melbourne. Like, good luck. And then 6 months later, hi guys, I'm back, how you doing? But the atmosphere was just brilliant, and 3 days of pure hard rugby. It's just intense. The Thursday night was the opening ceremony, and it was great to see all the teams congregate in Manchester Town Hall. The buzzing, all the flags from all the different countries, and when the country got announced, everyone's cheering. Mm. Then the games happened on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and it was just, you know, it's just intense, because you'd go and support other teams as well. You know, we'd go support the Convicts, they'd come support us. It was fantastic atmosphere, and except for the cold weather. And I was like, yeah, cheers, guys. Thanks for that. I'm going back home now. You guys have 3 more weeks in Europe. I'm going to see my family for 4 days, and I'm buggering off back home on the plane. See you, bye. Back to the sunshine. It was warmer here in Melbourne on the Sunday than it was in Manchester, and it was the height of summer. Yeah.
Yeah, I can believe that.
And of course, Manchester has Canal Street,
yes.
And I'm assuming that was pretty much pumping for the tournament.
Is Canal Street the gay street in Manchester?
Yeah, it's... I don't know, have you guys seen Queer as Folk?
Yes.
The original version, the British
UK version, yeah.
Yeah, so there's always that tongue-in-cheek kind of when they've took away the C and took away the S and you've come out with anal treat. I was like, yeah. Cheers. I mean, Canal Street is what it is.
Is it like Oxford Street, or is it worse?
See, over the years, it's changed. When I lived in Manchester, it was starting to get a little bit hen party-ish. Because, you know, girls could go down there and feel safe and feel amazing, but then it got too much of... the community got a bit annoyed with that, so they started going somewhere else. But then when all the rugby teams turned up there, you didn't really see any of that because we just overtook Canal Street.
Yeah.
It was so good. We took up a queer bar, Essential, Cruise. The end of tournament party was at a club called Powerhouse, which had been reopened especially for this. It's off the top of my head here, I'm trying to remember what's open and what isn't anymore. Obviously all the kebab shops, they were completely overrun.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as the tournament's over, I was like, yeah, I'm eating proper food now. Pig fest everywhere. It's not like Oxford Street. I don't think it's quite a bit smaller, so it feels a bit more like a family on Canal Street, whereas I think Oxford Street's quite commercial. But I could compare Oxford Street to Soho in London, that kind of scaling. So yeah, it's nice.
So you were expecting in Sydney in August, would Oxford Street's going to though be pretty much the same as Canal Street in Manchester back in the 2 years ago?
I'm not sure with this whole new alcohol restrictions and everything that's happened in Sydney.
The gays are kind of retreating Oxford Street, right?
Yeah, you can't park on Oxford Street anymore. I think that's having a serious effect on business. And I think Midnight Shift was put up for sale not so long ago. I think I read that, whether it's true or not. Yeah. I think it's had a serious knock-on effect. Now, whether that has an impact when Bingham's there because people can't go in after 1:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see.
Do we know whether Newtown's involved in the lockout?
No, I don't think they are, to be honest. Yeah.
So everyone to Newtown.
Everyone just go down there. Or just drink in your hotel. There'll be an open invitation to our hotel. Yeah, we'll make our own party. Yeah, you'll go on Grindr and Scruff and open invitation to room XYQ or something. Craig will be there going, it's my room first.
No, I'm in the car park. I'm in the basement.
Level 8, doors open.
What I found out about our hotel is apparently the largest cruising area in Sydney is behind our hotel.
Was it the one we stayed at?
Yes.
Like, because there is this massive park next to it, which does not surprise me at all.
That does not bode well for the success of the Melbourne Chargers during the Bingham Cup. You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We are chatting with Anton and Craig all about the Melbourne Chargers in the lead up to the Bingham Cup in August.
Take a sneak peek at Anton and Craig, who will be at In the Flesh.
Yes, getting naked.
I will not be getting naked.
Oh. Well, you're part of the team.
Yes, this is true. But some of us do not have a body designed for getting naked. Some of us
Craig,
do.
Are you?
Oh, most definitely.
Is all the right. Pope now, Catholic?
Are you often naked?
Yes.
Okay.
Just careful, because Joan's been studying and hasn't had anything.
I've been on man ban.
For several weeks now.
Several weeks.
And,
no procrastinating?
Oh, it's actually a bit of that recently. But, it comes and goes in waves.
Yeah.
But doesn't it?
You're more than welcome to come join the guys and get naked as well if you want.
Oh, right.
Bring your party.
It's an open invitation.
Well, I could bring my party. There'll be 20 of us. And we're across the road, actually.
20 people at $25 a ticket. That's $500. Shh. I'm liking that. Yeah. Figures.
I'm sure there's a guest list.
Yeah, yes. There is.
There's
yes.
just some quid pro quos of maybe getting naked as part of the guest list. You know, we've got to work in a relationship here. You've got to give us something, we'll give you something.
Definitely do what I can. Got some attractive friends as well.
I bring them all. We have plenty of single people, namely the presidents, who.
Hey, I'm not pimping out my friends.
I'm not paying for them.
We're exchanging goods.
They're paying for you, aren't they? Because they got to pay to get in.
A contra deal. We'll work on a contra deal. Exactly. There's no payment, no pimping, no prostitution. It's absolutely fine.
We'll get to a bit more detail about what's happening on Saturday shortly. Craig, it's your first time to Bingham.
Yes.
What are your expectations, shall we say?
I expect to be very tired and sore by the end of it, but I think it's going
and
to
then
be...
And then you'll be playing football.
Yes, yes. I think it's going to be absolutely amazing. I think the atmosphere is just going to be superb, to just have all of the same people with the same kind of mindset doing the same thing and having fun together.
And playing football.
Also, yes. Yeah.
I guess you're looking forward to meeting a lot of other guys that are from all around the world that have same interests, like rugby.
Yes, definitely.
Like, he's already lining them up on Scruff. He's like,
don't give away my secrets.
He's got to have a queue outside the door.
There's a ticketing system. Yeah.
Take a number.
That's it.
Not even wait your turn. Just invite them all in at once. That's so right. Much it's better for time efficiency.
We're sharing rooms. We're kind of like putting two people in one room. So we have to be considerate to the other person in the room, obviously. Oh, if you have too many people in one room, then the other
work?
Person.
Yeah. Who picks who? And what's the picking system?
Well, we let the team pick who they would like to bunk with and who they would not like to bunk with.
So do you put whores together, or do you put a whore and an asexual person?
You probably put the whores together.
We put the whores together.
Yeah. Because they probably share.
Yeah.
You never know.
Now,
I'm not hearing any of this. We have no whores on the team. All our boys are above board. There are no whores. They're just free and
easy.
Yes,
for the record, that was a self-admission.
Now, free advertising.
We were chatting, though. You have a don't screw the crew rule.
Correct. Correct, we do. So we also have a if you break it, you're bored it kind of rule. So, you know, because people come to rugby and then they find people they like and then they start dating, and that's perfectly fine. But, yeah, generally it's don't screw the crew.
Do other team sports in Melbourne have the same rule?
I do not.
I haven't joined any of the team sports. Well, when the 69 bowlers, when the name 69 is in the
well, maybe you're only allowed one person at a time.
You know? Maybe. I would like to know about Surge.
Oh, the water polo team. Oh my god, water polo. Jesus Christ.
Hello to the Surge boys.
If you want to come to Sydney circa end of August.
Or any of our rugby games.
Or my birthday party. Yes.
What in the flesh? Also, just come along. Yes. Just turn up. Come to joy now. Come to joy now. Perfect ticketing system waiting for you.
Follow me around.
Yeah. Just adore me. we get on well with the other team, so yeah.
I take it that the don't screw the crew rule, it does not extend to other teams, though.
No.
It's only internal. External factors are fine.
Yes.
And there's also the fact that if you do bring somebody to the team who you happen to be in a relationship with at the time, then that's absolutely fine as well, because that's not deemed as a...
And I guess you've bought them, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, I've purchased them and I brought them with me and go, this is my conquest for the last 2 weeks. I've paid him good money. Come along and play rugby.
2 weeks and already in a relationship. Sounds like you guys are lesbians.
Yes. Wow.
We have cats and throws. In fact, my cat is waiting for me outside.
Yes,
well, the idea is that, you know, we can work as a team on the field and we don't let those kind of politics, shall I say, get in the way of, of playing rugby.
Like, great if there's sexual tension on the field, sure, it might make you play harder, but no one wants a bitchy gay on the field.
Bitchy's right? So unbecoming.
There have been instances in the past where we have lost players due to breakups.
Mm.
And it's, you know, you can't help people being attracted to each other. It's human nature. I mean, guys as guys, you know, we're attracted to anything that walks and has a pulse.
Speak for yourself.
I see your eyes.
Jesus Christ.
moving on. but yeah, it's just because people come there. We want people to come to the Chargers to be wanting to play rugby. Yes, you can use it as a social hub as well and try a new sport, but it's not there as a pickup joint.
Mm.
You know, we're not a local app where people come along and go, hey, I've seen you. You're 5 meters away. I want to play rugby and throw balls in your face. Oh, rugby balls. Yeah, rugby balls in your face.
Well, I think there have been other teams in the past who have disbanded because of such politics as well, which, you know, makes it, all the more appropriate to have the rule in place.
Yeah, totes.
Now, I'm talking about politics. I'm guessing that over the last couple of years, the Chargers have really become a cohesive unit and now essentially two teams. So what's that, 20-something, 25, 30 guys?
We're actually looking at 50
guys now across the Chargers. So, and it's really become a cohesive unit and a role model for the broader community.
We, this year, the team has taken a different approach to how the team has run, and our retention levels in the past have been very, very low. This year, something has either switched on or something has lined. I don't know whether because we've got Bingham, that's been a real focus for us, and we had purchase so early on. I don't know whether that's excited people more to want to stay around with us. The proof will be next year once Bingham's over and we haven't got anything to really focus on next year apart from purchase. That'll be the real proof on what our retention rate will be, whether people still hang around, whether people will be just like, you know what, I'm over rugby. It's been so intense and 3 days of pure hardcore rugby is enough for me. Just give me a break.
I think part of it has been that this year we have accrued quite a bit of talent from some of the new players, and that has made things really exciting because we're playing really good rugby. And I think possibly in the past we have not played as good rugby, and that's been a little bit demoralising for some people. But I think now we're kind of in a mindset of ascendance where we're all banding together because we know that we can do this.
So are your two teams kind of level in the ability, or do you have like an A grade and a B grade team? Do you know what it is, just you don't tell anyone?
Yeah, we try not to have a grade, B grade, first grade, second grade team, because that shows elitism, and that's what we're about. We're about inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter.
And fun.
Exactly. You know, people volunteer their time to come play rugby for us, which is the most important part. We've got people who've got loads of experience who've been playing rugby for a long time. We've got people who've just joined us this year.
Mm.
And it's important for these people to mix together to gain experiences. We've had, as Craig said, we've had a lot of people this year who've come along and really have bumped up the talent pool in the quality of rugby that we have, and we have been able to become more competitive. So we've got a third division team, which is actually our competitive team.
Ah, okay.
So it's in the VIU, it's in the actual divisions, which we're actually ranked third at the moment.
What?
We're ranked third. Yep. So
because seeing the scores coming through that and over the weekends, and you've been doing really, really well.
Oh, the scores have been phenomenal. We faced Puckapunyal again, who we faced against in our first round, and we beat them in the first round, and it was the first time the Chargers had ever won a game whilst we've been at Melbourne Unicorns, who have been a host club. It's been the first time we've won a league division game, and it was against the Army Boys. And
the Army Boys
of Puckapunyal.
Yeah.
And then the second game was against Cerberus, the Navy Boys, and we beat them, and it was like, hang on a second, guys.
And we're playing them again this weekend.
Yeah. So. We played Puckapunyal last weekend and we beat them 45-29.
What?
Oh, yes.
It's been fantastic. That was our third division team. And Cerberus again, we're facing this weekend. The happiness that I'm getting at the moment is actually from our Masters level division team, who are the more people who are developing. And these guys, they put all their heart and soul into the games. And when we played the Masters Division teams before, who the Masters people are over the 35, they've been playing rugby for since they were 8 years old. So they've got so much more experience than our boys. And we used to lose to them 80-0, 90-0. And as Craig said, sometimes it can be really disheartening. This year, these guys have already brought it down to such a small margin that the guys only lost 33-0 at the weekend, which, you know, my... people say, oh, 33-0, you still lost. It's like, well, no, that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at where we've gone from 80-0 to 33-0. And it's phenomenal to see in such short space of time how much new players have come along and developed in such a phenomenal way. And if we can go like that and we'll take that kind of experience to Bingham, then I've got a really good feeling that we're going to really...
Well, I think a lot of it comes from the fact that we train both teams the same. So we don't show favouritism to either of the teams. We want both of the teams to be at the same level. Yeah. We do understand that there are some people who are less experienced, but we all band together and we all help them out and make sure that they're all on the same page so that we can just kind of, you know, drift between each team and it doesn't really matter which one you play for because we're all Chargers.
Yeah. You play with people who've got more experience, you're only going to learn more. Mm. And that's where I think we've succeeded a lot more this year.
Uplifting, informing, empowering.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew the Apprentice and James Finlay are with you. We're chatting with Anthony.
You're just saying that because my mum's raised the issue up.
Sorry,
and
sorry, mum.
Craig, Anthony's mum is listening all the way from Wales.
Oh yeah. Hello, mum. Hi, mum. She's going to be so happy now. She's messaging me on Facebook going, Anton, I thought your name was Anthony. All right, mum. Cheers. Thanks for that.
He lives in Australia now. We just dropped the...
Yeah, just drop, you know, drop we don't have any letters in the alphabet in Australia, you know.
We say, but it's silent.
Yeah.
Now, the Chargers are getting naked on Saturday night at the circuit. It's a big fundraiser for the Bingham Cup in Sydney in August.
I want to know how many Chargers are there?
We have, on our Facebook group, we actually have 100 people, and that's on the players group.
Okay.
So that's including our main supporters as well, because we've got our extended supporters and we've also got our close-knit supporters as well who are in with us week in, week out.
So are supporters getting naked as well?
No.
Okay, yeah. What?
One of them is, yes.
Oh, who? Oh. Vicalis. Yes. Oh, yes, I forgot. Sorry, Vicalis.
How many naked men are we
expecting?
Eight. Yes.
Just eight.
But
eight
we
out
do
of
have,
100?
We also have a... Wait, have you seen the size of the stage and circuits?
Yes, I have.
How many do you want, James?
As many as I can get.
We've also got a catwalk show as well, who we've had product supplied, by Aussie Bum. And we've got 15...
18 was 15, the last number that had been number. Thrown at me, but something. It's variable.
18 underwear models.
Yes.
And wonderful. Rugby kit as well.
Yes, we're modelling off Aussie Bum underwear, and we're also modelling off our new kit, which not everybody's had a chance to see.
Will you all be wearing it?
I will be in full kits, because once again, my body is not one to be seen in public. Just in the dark.
So we're expecting eight... is it complete nude? I've not been to one before.
Yes, we will be showing you our tackle.
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I went last year.
There'll be penises everywhere.
And there was penises.
We're not rocking about here.
No, there's definitely none of that. Okay, so definitely expecting some penis.
Yes. What would you want for your birthday?
I know, right?
Eight penises.
Eight would be great.
On stage.
Oh, we'll flapping just at you, James.
We'll set them on fire right and you can blow them out and make a wish.
Yep, sounds great. What's the preparation that you're going to be going through for this? Because I'm sure there'll be a bit of manscaping that needs to happen. I have a rule, and I think anyone should have this rule, that if you're going to be having your cock out, it has to be at least a semi. I think. What kind of preparation will you be going through, Craig?
I'm the cheer captain.
Oh, right. Yep, okay.
I'm Big Red, and I have been also designated as the fluffer.
Oh, right. Okay.
Nice point. Hi, Mum.
Okay. So you'll be making sure that at least that your men are going out prepared.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yes. Well done.
Thank you.
Yes. There goes screw the crew. Screw the crew. But fluffing's allowed.
Fluffing's allowed.
Taking one for the team. It's a fundraiser.
Exactly. Yeah. You know.
It's not technically screwing the crew if there's no form of release.
Sure. Oh, really? No, but it's only fluffing. It's just that's a bit true. Of light yep. stimulation. Yes. You know, it's not penetration, no. You know?
It's like playing ping pong. She's got that flapping away.
Right.
My mother's going to have really a horrible vision of me.
Will the fluffing be happening on stage as well? I guess that makes it a sex show.
Yeah.
No fluffing is happening on stage.
Do you recommend a good position for us to, as the audience, to sneak a look at the fluffing?
I believe the fluffing is happening behind curtains.
So we could actually auction this off. We could put it as part of the raffle on the night.
Yeah, really good idea.
The highest bid gets to fluff.
Where's the VIP?
Yeah, it's my birthday.
That's an interesting
birthday,
Craig. If someone paid $1,000, you would not want them to fluff your tackle for the stage?
I would be okay with that. I shan't talk on behalf of the other men, but I would be okay with that.
$1,000 for the team, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, we're just putting it out there as an idea. One to put on the drawing board next to maybe not.
We'll put it in between those two columns.
Yeah. So we've got the catwalk with the underwear and the kit.
Yes.
And the main...
Main event. Yes.
Just to describe a little bit about what can we expect in the main event.
Well, we're going to be showing you, you know, some of our rugby moves. It's in the flesh, the
rugby
locker room.
Rugby moves?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You sound surprised that a rugby team shows you how to do rugby moves.
It sounds like a dance class.
Lots of lifting. Wow.
Tango
There's some lifting. There's some ball handling.
Oh, what's that thing where you're in a scrum? Is that scrum. A rugby
yes,
thing?
Yes, we'll definitely make some people scrum.
Mm.
So we'll be showing some rugby moves and having a bit of locker room banter and stuff like that.
Is it going to be like a mini play on stage?
Yes.
That's what happens. Okay, yes.
Behind you.
The night is actually, we've got two special guests for the night as well. The night's going to be emceed by the wonderful Polly Filler. So she'll be doing a show at 10 o'clock as an opening, and then we'll have the catwalk. And then the next show we'll be doing Polly again along with Filmer Box. You know, all these...
Sorry. I have to.
You know, everybody who's contributing to the fundraiser has all done it for free. You know, they realise it's a fundraiser and all the money goes towards charity. So they're giving up the time for us on a Saturday night where they could be doing shows somewhere else. So we're really thankful for their assistance. I do believe we've also got another queen coming in from Sydney who's a friend of Polly's called Felicity Frocaccino. Frocaccino. Everybody's going to get their money's worth. It's not just two shows. But two stupendous shows from the Chargers, but we've got supporting acts as well who are going to be really driving the night forward.
Mm. Now, as you say, it is a fundraiser for the Chargers. Now, we can say the price on this, $20 pre-sale, $25 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do, however, if you go into the pre-sale, you can also go into the draw for a special prize.
Oh, what's a special prize?
This is an exciting prize for us, which... we didn't actually think this was going to happen, but from all the support and all the donations that we've had, we've actually been able to draft this together. It's the ultimate supporters package. So the supporters package will include flights to Sydney, accommodation with the team, all paid for. They'll get a pass to the Bingham tournament as a supporters pass for the whole weekend. They'll also get...
which I was looking at, that's $300 worth.
Yeah, this prize is worth a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
And the tickets are next to nothing. So for what you're getting your full value if you win, you're going to have a great time. Yeah. There'll be a signed Rebel shirt. 2013 Rebels team have signed a shirt, which donated to us as well, kindly.
Rebels.
Wow.
Which is the...
Oh, the professional rugby team for Melbourne.
Oh, right. In the Super 15.
Yes.
Super Rugby.
So, oh, right. Are they gay?
No, they're straight.
Okay.
We're the only ones in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So the Rebels are the big rugby team.
Oh, are they your host in the... Like the host people?
Rebels are the professional rugby union team, and they're the only team in Victoria. So we've got players like Scott Higginbotham, Luke Burgess, Scott Fuglister.
And they play against the Brumbies Waratahs. And Waratahs and the Queensland and all the New Zealand teams.
Yeah, the ones that get South paid to do the job.
Oh, yeah, those ones. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm with you.
You can buy a ticket. There's two options. You can either buy a ticket just the night, or you can buy a ticket along with the raffle ticket, which will be put into a draw. So you get to be part of the team. You get to experience the Bingham experience. The only thing you do have to do is bring spending money.
Make it rain.
Make it rain.
You know what you should do? You should be like in the underwear, like on the bar, and then get people to put notes into your underwear. That's a thing.
There's plenty of opportunity for people to put notes in their underwear while they're on the catwalk stage. I'm not going to say no to that.
Definitely.
We're going to have some volunteers from the Enough organisation as well, who are going to be walking around with collection buckets. So any loose change, you know, everyone's going to have, they can just throw it in. Just bang it in there. So, you know, we're getting a lot of support from them as well, which is great.
Fantastic.
Before we finish, we have Anton and Craig from the Melbourne Chargers, who will be in the flesh this Saturday night, my birthday, for anyone who sees me. It's my birthday on Saturday. So.
Do they know what you look like?
Oh, just Google me.
He'll be the one with the birthday badge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big birthday badge. So Saturday night, 9 o'clock, doors open at the circuit. Halftime show, you said it's 10:30, but...
So we're looking at 10 o'clock with Polly Fuller doing an opening. About 10:30, depends if we run on gay time or not.
Oh, well, of course.
So 10:30, 10:45, we've got the catwalk show. Then say about 11:15, we have the next show. Then around 12:30, that's when the adventure begins and the full Monty is shown.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, sorry, what was that? What time is the full Monty show?
12:30. It depends. It just depends on the crowd, on the atmosphere. There's no point in going 12 o'clock and because you're like, all right, okay.
Yeah, right.
So, no, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, the you are bearing all.
Yes.
Full Monty.
We are. Mm-hmm.
And... we haven't got a preview yet, Craig. We're very disappointed.
Yeah, we'll get a picture before we leave.
Yes,
of course.
For the Instagram, etc.
Exactly. And don't forget, you can get tickets to go not just to the show, but into the big prize draw for your chance for the ultimate supporters package. All access.
Package.
Well, no, it's all access pass.
Mm. All right.
I'm assuming this.
While they are staying with the Chargers.
They are. Does the winner of the supporters package have to abide by the screw the crew rules?
No, because they're not part of the crew. They're a special guest.
And they get their own room as well.
Oh.
That's disappointing.
That might be disappointing.
That's just an open invitation to, I don't know, STDs. we may need to clean the room.
Well, you never know. Depending on who wins it, it might be glad.
It's true.
Are you going to buy a ticket?
Maybe.
Do you want to sleep with 1,500 rugby men in the space of 3 days?
Moving on.
Notice he didn't say no.
It's quality and quantity.
Of course, it is for the Bingham Cup in Sydney. Now, Anton, Bingham Cup is obviously very special to the gay community.
Yes.
Melbourne Queer Film Festival, hosted the film about Mark Bingham.
Yep.
Great film. Very moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to see it coming down to Australia because Mark Bingham had quite a connection with Australia.
Yeah, he had a huge connection. He had one of his closest friends, Amanda Mark, who he met in school. Well, he was in school and they came over and toured and they played a few Australian clubs and they became close friends. And she went over to the USA to go tour. And we were originally due to have the premiere of the rugby player. Michael Rayner, who was on our committee, did a lot of work. And then the convicts got wind of it and they were like, oh, we've got the Bingham launch. Let's do... And it would have been nice to have had it in Melbourne is, but it is what it is. You know, well done to Convicts for actually putting on a great show. Amanda actually came down to the Melbourne Queer Festival and she did a Q&A afterwards.
Yep.
My introduction was slightly hilarious, as I didn't know what I was saying until about 10 minutes before the actual movie. But I'd seen clips of the movie before, and I don't think that prepared me really as to how emotional the movie actually was. And I don't think anyone in the audience was actually prepared to see that angle. Because I think what people's expectations of the movie was just, oh, there's a rugby player, just happened to be gay, oh, terrorists. But you actually saw his life because of all the video imaging that he took when he was growing up. And back in the 80s and 90s, no one really did that, really. No one got a handheld camera and videoed their entire life. But luckily that he did, because it was a real inspiration to myself. And I think other people on the team, as a real eye-opener, as the reason why we play rugby and why it's so important to have inclusivity in rugby, and to have teams such as the Melbourne Chargers to have that channel for people who wouldn't feel so
comfortable.
Feel so comfortable being able to join a regular rugby team.
And that's what the Chargers is all about.
Exactly.
And we've also had a message in from Dean congratulating the team on their presentation and on the Candlelight Vigil last weekend. So congratulations on that. The Chargers have done a lot for the Enough campaign over the last 18 months or 2 years.
And we'll endeavour to do more.
So circuit, 9 o'clock, Saturday night. Get your tickets now at the Melbourne Chargers website.
Yep.
Come see our tackle.
And come see their tackle. And how they manhandle boys.
Also, if you just want to keep up to date with the actual Chargers and how we're doing and see the scores come rolling in as we make our way up the divisional
and
table.
If you want to come play with us.
If you want to come train with us, just come be a Charger.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And you know, I guess people can just head to the Chargers website for that as
Absolutely.
Well.
Whether you want to be a supporter or a player, come join the Chargers.
They are honestly the loveliest bunch of men I've ever met.
That's nice.
Anton and Craig, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.